Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, October 14th. Friday's enthusiasm and kind of euphoria regarding the trade deal agreed to sort of in principle waning a bit here. We had a gap higher overnight in the grains and then things backed off. China backing off as well from the comments from Friday a little bit. So markets finished mixed with December corn down a penny and a quarter at 3.96 and a half, about 6.5 cents off of the overnight high at 4.02 and a half. That's about a penny above the 200-day moving average. So markets tested above there just by a cent and then fell back. Funds short still about 90,000 contracts of corn. They covered about 25% of 120,000 contracts last week. So still a pretty decent amount there. For them to continue to cover if we can move back above that 200-day moving average. Taking a look at wheat, we had December Chicago finish up 1.25 cents, 5.09 and a quarter. Kansas City Dece up 2 cents at 4.21 and a half. Both of those about a nickel off overnight highs. Minneapolis spring wheat finished down 0.75 cents at 5.47 and a quarter. Friday's commitment of traders showed Chicago wheat fund position short about 20,000 and Kansas City short about 35,000. And in the beans, sharpest off of the overnight highs, we had November finished down a nickel at 9.31, almost 15 cents off the overnight high of 45 and a half. We missed this summer June 18th high of 9.48 by about 2.5 cents. Funds last week eliminated the rest of their short position. They were short about 15,000 contracts and now are long about 7,000 there. So we will have to look and see. Obviously, we're going to need some better news in order to get these funds excited about getting long in the bean market. Weather over the weekend, now that this China thing has been kind of settled down a little bit, we'll have to look again towards weather. We got a foot to 2 feet of snow in parts of North and South Dakota, eastern halves there. And the hard freeze people were concerned about, kind of 28 degrees and below, that got into parts of west central Iowa, southern Minnesota, and eastern Nebraska. So that should put an end to the development there. We will have to see as the numbers trickle in what happens to the yields and how that affected things. Dollar up 21 ticks on this at 98.21. Crude oil responding negatively to this backtracking in the euphoria there, down 133 a barrel at 53.37. And the stock market as well, down 60 points now in pre-opening trade, about 200 points off the overnight high. So we'll keep an eye on things here. Columbus Day holiday, so the USDA is not open. All reports will be delayed until tomorrow. We're going to start out the day mixed again, down about a penny to two in the corn, up 1 to 2 in the wheat, and down about a nickel in beans. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.